Ex-Special Forces soldier and engineer Nathan Bolton will be telling his story for the local Suicide Prevention Network at the Murray Bridge RSL on Wednesday night. He joins me now for a chat about mental health and resilience. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us your story. You toured through Afghanistan, I understand.
Sure, yes. I'm an ex-military. I was a special operations engineer. I did two tours to Afghanistan supporting the special forces. So my job, in short, was to find the hidden bombs buried in the ground.
Yikes.
Or IEDs, yeah. So it's, a dangerous job. A job where, I guess, like every step could potentially be your last. So, yeah.
Was it anything that you expected?
Well, I guess when you're, especially in the military, you volunteer to join, you want to join, you want to go, and serving your country and going overseas on a tour is what is, I guess, the end goal. It's like playing any sport. Going to the grand final is always the big thing that you train for. And I guess for us, going to war is that end point. But once you get there and you see the stark, and I guess you witness the stark reality of war itself, it can impact you in ways that you can never prepare for.
Yeah, right. And what sort of ways has it impacted you?
So I guess over my two tours, I was blown up a couple of times. My vehicle exploded. I was standing next to another vehicle and that exploded. Gunfights, death, contemplated my own death, laying on top of an IED with a main charge underneath five of my mates. So it's a lot of those incidences I was distracted enough at the time and I just pushed them aside and buried them as deep as I can. But when I came home, and within a space of a couple of years, my life sort of spiraled out of control, and I was diagnosed with PTSD and depression. So, and that has been a battle that I have now faced for the last 7 years of my life. And when you're in the deep, darkest times of it, I guess, where people say when the black dog is coming at you, it's a time in your life that you wish upon nobody else. Many of us have gone through struggle, and we've all lived through some dark days.
And I bet you don't really believe people when they say it'll be fine and you'll be able to come out of this and find joy in your life again.
That is, I guess in one aspect, you got to instill hope.
Absolutely.
If you're walking into the tunnel and there is no light at the other end, then what's the point in walking and continue walking, trying to find your way out? So you never want to shut down that bridge, but it's in the end, you have to fight for it. It has to be something that you want. And if you're willing to do the yards, do the time, and willing to accept within yourself that something is actually wrong, which is the hardest thing you ever do, because I was in complete denial for about 2 years. It's not until you actually accept it within yourself and realize that if I had all the tools to help myself, I wouldn't be in this place that I'm in right now in the first place.
So what changed for you? What was that moment, or was it a series of moments and people reaching out?
My moment, I hit rock bottom when I guess I could no longer justify the breath in which I breathe, and I guess, putting it lightly, to sleep forever became the most merciful thing. It was that point when I realized I'm like everything that I am. This is not me. Surely life can be better than this. And it was the moment I finally let go and became, I guess, as you can describe, a blank canvas. And I went, finally reached out, got help, and I let go of every preconceived notion that I thought I was and went in there saying, what do I need to do to get out? And had to, restart, rebuild, pretty much tear down the engine and start going through piece after piece and keep what I could keep and throw away the rest and replace anything that was broken or not working correctly. It took years. It's not something that happens overnight. That's the unfortunate thing about, I guess, like for me and trauma. Trauma can change a life in an instant, but it can take a lifetime to recover or rebuild or overcome. So it's, but I was willing to do the yards, and I guess I managed to find my way out.
Mm. So figuring out that you really do need help and that there are things in your life that can bring you joy, building up on that, maybe getting a diagnosis, speaking to people, speaking to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, things like that, maybe getting medication are some of the first steps into becoming a healthier person.
Yeah, and so it's about not obviously trying to remove that stigma that's associated with it. Right now, it's more common and more socially accepted to reach out and ask for help and actually to, acknowledge that you are struggling mentally. However, the biggest problem so many people still face is that self-stigma. And although it's socially accepted to say it, people still don't want to admit it to themselves. And so our biggest obstacle when it comes to mental health is obviously trying to combat ourselves and realise that in the end there is no shame in it. In the end, the only thing that can come from it is potentially living a more fulfilled and a more satisfied life. I'm like, what have you got to lose?
Sometimes when you have a friend who's experiencing depression, it can be difficult. And they might not want to hear someone being like, oh, it's totally cool, you'll be fine. What is useful to say to someone when they are facing the black dog?
When someone comes at, chooses you and confides in you, it can be one of the most scariest, one of the most fearful moments. Because in the end you go, oh, well, what do I say? What if I say something wrong? Does that mean I have to, reciprocate and say something personal about myself? The biggest thing you can ever do with someone is just listen. Have a non-judgmental ear and let them talk. Keep their conversation going. Explore, offer a different perspective than where they, on the way that they're viewing things. But in the end, don't ever believe that you have to give them advice. Nobody knows someone's story better than themselves. And the thing, most of us, we all have the ability to solve our own problems if we can talk it out with someone who has an objective and fresh opinion. So listen in, just keep them talking. Let them know that if they're in a really dark spot, that there is hope, there is tomorrow. And most times, the individual will literally come out the other side of that conversation with a huge weight off their shoulders. They'll stop carrying that Atlas ball around. And, hey, for that period of time in your life, you literally would have you've given them a break that they've probably been chasing for who knows. So,
And, Nathan, one of the ways that you give back and you contribute to society and that helps a lot of people is to give talks, but also you've got a psychology company, is that right?
That is correct, yes. So I run Bolton Brothers, which is a psychology company that takes a gendered approach to mental health services. So we are pretty much we're committed to changing the face of male mental health and get males talking in particular, giving them a safe place to come, reach out, ask for help, and I guess find that courage to actually break self-stigma and actually reach out and, seek help when required.
Mm, great. And how can we get in touch with the company?
Please visit our website or our Facebook page, so www.boltonbrothers.com.au, or just type in Bolton Brothers into Facebook or Instagram. And you'll find us there. And please, any questions ever regarding mental health or how to access psychological services, we are always there to help where we can.
Really looking forward to hearing what you have to say at the Murray Bridge RSL on Wednesday. It's 5:30 for a 6 p.m. start for the local Suicide Prevention Network event. And the RSVPs, they'll allow you to send them through to right till the end of today if you would like to get along. And if you or someone you know is struggling with mental illness, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14, Beyond Blue as well, 1300 22 4636. It's been an absolute privilege to have a chat with you today, Nathan Bolton. Thanks so much for your time and thanks so much for your service as well.
No dramas. Much appreciated. Thank you so much for having me.